NTD's very own Luis Martinez lived this story. He sits down with NTD's Steve Lance.
If you ask Venezuelans, we've been dreaming of this day for over 20 years. 8 million Venezuelans have had to leave their country. That's a third of the country. So, like, to put it into perspective, it's like if 100 million Americans had to leave because of a bad government that ruined the country. Back in 2007, 2008, there were 11 state coordinators for Caracas for the student movement. I left, and I felt terrible. I had friends tell me that I was betraying the cause because, you know, I didn't stay and fight. Well, of those 11, 7 were jailed, and 2 were killed. And thankfully, 2 of us left and came here to the United States.
That's really powerful. There's been a huge Chinese Communist Party presence. Maduro arrested, captured the day before meeting with high-ranking CCP officials, as well as the presence of Iran, Russia, Hezbollah, we're hearing, even in Venezuela?
Well, over the past 20 years, the Chinese Communist Party has lent the Venezuelan regime over $90 billion, pretty much all of the gear that the National Guard in Venezuela uses to repress the Venezuelan people is Chinese equipment, and also the surveillance apparatus that is that has been established in Venezuela. The intelligence is all Chinese technology. China went into every country in Latin America and now has become the first, the number one trading partner of every country. They went in and offered substantial amounts of money to buy natural resources, to buy ports that they control, and build dual use infrastructure, install their own technology into the electricity grids, into the communications grids. So they've been able to have a strong stronghold on the region that is, as many people call, the backyard of the United States.